is Brett Musburger, and you are listening live to Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio with my main man, Tony D.
We keep going back to the Progressive guest line on a very, very busy morning at Progressive. We're making things even easier. We help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots parting ways after 24 years. Mike Martz, former head coach of the St. Louis Rams, joins us on our Progressive guest line. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing great. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. All right. So give me your immediate thoughts of Belichick. Again, he's probably going to coach somewhere else, but this is a legacy and a marriage that is breaking up, and it has been 24 years of solid football.
Yeah, he's had the greatest run in football history, I think. One of the all-time greats, that's for sure. I don't know why he would continue to coach. He's 72 years old, yeah. But God bless him if he does.
When you guys were meeting in the Super Bowl and how you guys were 14-2, greatest show on turf, what was it about Bill Belichick's defense as you guys were processing what the Patriots did back then?
You know, structurally, it wasn't a big deal. You know, it's not like they surprised. They played some cover two in two-man, which they hadn't done during the year. We'd beaten them on a Sunday night about 2 months earlier that up at their place. You know, we moved the ball well. We got a lot of yards. We had self-inflicted wounds. We turned it over three times. But their intensity and their discipline, they're so well-schooled in what they do, and they play it so well. He's not going to trick you or anything like that. He's just going to try and take away what you do, you know?
Yeah, is that something about him in terms of the what he does defensively? Is there a lot of innovation, or is it a lot of things people already know, but he just does it in a different way?
No, he's just disciplined enough to – he has a theme for every game, and he sells his players on it. They complete buy-in and just do it with great intensity. You know, they were – whatever it is, whether they're going to – when they played the Rams in L.A., the L.A. Rams, you know, was Sean out there. You know, they played a five-down look the whole game, and they had not done that all season. And, you know, unless you're prepared to adjust that, which they didn't do, then it's going to be a long afternoon, which it was.
How hard is it to adjust as you experienced in the Super Bowl? How hard is it to adjust as the game's going on to a game where you're starting to see what they're doing and how they're disrupting you?
Well, they didn't really disrupt us a whole lot, to be honest with you. We had a right tackle that was new. We lost our right tackle, Ryan Tucker, and he blocked the wrong guy into protection. We threw a pick six off of it, and we fumbled two balls. A receiver fell down once. They're kind of inflicted ruins. It's just that they just play such sound defense. They do it exceptionally well, and it's hard to get them out of place. And I think that's people lose sight of the fact that the teaching and the details of what you do is more significant than what you do.
In terms of being a coach, in terms of knowing this league and the ins and outs of players coming and going and contracts and all of that, how impressed have you been watching a 20-year, granted, with one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, but just a legacy of 20 years of being able to stay in that level, on that upper level?
Well, I think one of the things is he just doesn't come in and do the same thing all the time, right? So
right.
He comes in each week as a challenge, and that challenge is to take away whatever that team does well, and here's how we're going to do it from our defense, that kind of thing. So it's new. You know, it's a new challenge every week, and I think that's what gets coaches going, and the challenge to get that done and to get your guys in a position to make those plays, and then managing the game and being on the cutting edge with some of the game decisions that guys are now doing. You know, he's always ahead of the curve with everything.
Does his style work in modern NFL? I mean, is the way he conducts himself, you can't change, you know, stripes here, but does it work the way the players are today?
Yeah, I mean, football players are football, but I don't know if that has any bearing on anything. It's a game for tough guys. If you're not tough, you won't make it. And every man, whether they like it or not, or will admit it, respects and wants discipline in their life and in their game, and that's what he brings.
Yeah, because people are wondering if it being a player's coach, not player's coach, does those terms mean anything to you coaches?
No.
Yeah.
No, you have to be a great teacher. Part of being a great teacher is your ability to communicate and motivate. And everybody does that differently from different personalities. So that player's coach, somebody wrote an article years ago about that, and it took off. And it's just, in my mind, you're either a good teacher or coach, or you're not, you know.
Yeah, because I've always, you know, we always dabble in the world of styles and how they treat us. But I always go, does it matter how they treat us? It's how they treat or how they act, do what they're supposed to be doing.
Right. So, you know, it's like the leader on your team. Whoever the leader on your team, it comes in different personalities. Everybody thinks they should be real vocal, motivating and all that. A lot of times those guys are just very, very quiet. But how they play and how they prepare and their work ethic speaks volumes. And I think everybody has their way of doing things. Tom Landry had his way, obviously. Bill Belichick has his. We all did. And it either works or doesn't work. But bottom line is, those players have got to respect you. Whether they like you or not is insignificant. What's important is they expect you, they respect you, and they're trying to do the details of what they do at a high level. That's all that matters.
Mike Martz, former head coach of the St. Louis Rams, joining us on Sports Map Radio. Thank you for your time on such short notice. I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You bet. My pleasure.
Absolutely. And again, Super Bowl 36, that was the start of this sort of run that Belichick and the Patriots had.